We have one signed up for public comment.
Mr. Hardy, come on up.
You'd like me here at this microphone?
Yep.
That'll be fine. My name's Jimmy Harding. I reside at 4860 State Highway T, Branson. I come before you gentlemen this morning because I've asked for some information from the county clerk's office, which I don't believe I'll be getting. And I'd just like to have you guys advise your secretary that it's in the county's best interest to abide by the Sunshine Law and give me this information. I think for personal reasons I won't get it. I'll read to you what it is I'm asking for. I would like the minutes from September 26, 2016, when the agenda showed you guys were in executive session held in Springfield, Missouri. I would like a copy of any settlements that resulted from said meeting. Pretty short, sweet. I think it should be followed to the T of what I'm wanting. At this time, it just looks like there's something to hide. This meeting occurred going on 45 days ago. And I believe the public has a right to know what's in this information. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Commission remarks. Monthly budget report.
It's been several days ago when we got this, so you may have forgotten what it was, but shows about what we're expecting. We're tracking about somewhere near $1 million a month in revenues, and I believe we'll end up right at that, maybe a little over, hopefully a little over. We're also tracking about $1 million, a little more than $1 million in expenses. At this time, when I ran this particular budget report, 1031, the general county revenue, and that's the ones I'm talking about more than anything else. The other ones are capital improvement accounts that we kind of would like to see them being spent and for their proper uses anyway. But General County was down about $1 million at this time, but I want to report to you that I looked at revenues that had came in since October 31st, and there's been some major revenues come in. We had some monies from prisoner boarding, and then we had a pretty good month in sales tax. So actually, the picture is better than what this particular snapshot gave you. I do want to say that last month I told you that there were administrative fees that were figured into the budget that have not been requested to make transfers. And since those are administrative fees, I figured that you guys would want to initiate those. But if I need to do something for those, please let me know so that I can be working on getting that done too. Do you guys have any questions?
What you gave us last week in paper form was just like kind of a synopsis of the 2017 budget. Do you have the full thing in digital form?
2017 budget, yeah, you should have it in digital form too.
Did you email it to us?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look again.
I can do it again if you need me to.
That's all right. I'll look through all my.
And I'm actually emailing it to you out of Mass 90, so sometimes if it doesn't appear the way you want it to, let me know because there's some little idiosyncrasies in that reporting thing I have trouble with sometimes. Anybody
else?
Does it
come over, is it sent via, whenever you take it out of Mass 90, is it an Excel file or a PDF?
It's an Excel file, but what I've found is if I save the file and then try to send it to somebody, it doesn't get the numbers in there. But if I send it through BizNet, which is the reporting system, it does get the numbers in there. So
is it read only, or can we make adjustments to it?
I'm pretty sure you can change it. You have to be cautious when you're changing it because a lot of those are formulas rather than actual numbers. And so if you try to change it and then it happens to be a formula, it may mess up a lot of other things.
Was there a percentage of, on the revenue side of an increase over 2016's budget?
Danny, I actually projected lower revenue. If you remember, about 2 months ago, I came and asked you guys to look at that because I believe that we projected more revenue than what we're going to have. I think we're going to be around 12.5, maybe 12.9 this year, and I think we projected 13-something. I think my projections were, I'd have to look back to see, but a little over $12 million. And I think that's probably about where we'll be total.
Well, there was, like with the prison boarding, I knew we were behind, what, $500,000 in receivables?
And some of that came in. I
right,
talked to Beth.
So that's why we budgeted 16. I mean, we kind of knew that 16 was going to be more on that line item because they were from behind from 15.
Actually, I think 15 was where they were behind. But Beth is telling me that we should get about 500 this year, 500,000.
16 or 17?
17.
Yeah, so 16, I think we budgeted right at a million because we were 500 from behind from 15. If I remember right.
You may be right. I think 15 is when we budgeted a million, and 16 you budgeted 600,000, but I don't know.
No, 15 we budgeted 500,000. 16, we didn't get it. 16, we budgeted a million.
Look and see, I think.
So anyway, so we knew that those numbers were going to come in higher. So
at one of those times, we know we were behind.
Right. And that's exactly the reason for my question.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think we're in a lot better shape. Actually, I know we're in a lot better shape, especially with some stuff coming in. And then our December numbers will come in, what, December 7th?
Well, you know.
So we should be doing pretty good.
When I looked at it this morning, we were in a lot better shape. That's what I tried to tell you earlier.
Right,
I think it was maybe 600,000 difference in revenues and expenses when I looked at it this morning as current.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, that was my question about the revenues versus expenditures.
Yeah.
If there was an increase of revenues so that the projections of each individual office or department head request, if we could figure that in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I was...
And Danny, I sent it to all the department heads, too. I did have a couple of them talk to me. And I really feel like that would be a big help to me if you gave me your ideas on revenues. If I've underestimated those, if you think I've underestimated those, let me know. That makes it easier for me to bump those up and then not worry about expenditures. So.
Well, we got to do it within reason. We can't just say, let's do a balanced budget. We're going to bring in $17 million.
That's exactly what I think too, Brandon.
That's
why I wouldn't want to change them unless you guys convince me it would be a good idea to change them.
Right. I know we're going to be down in a couple smaller areas, but they still add up. Recorder's office is down a little bit because of a recent transaction.
And he's not a smaller area. He's our second largest income stream.
Even a GCR? Yeah, I guess that is the... I was thinking of the monies that he shared with the other offices. But there's some different things that we're talking about there to make up for some of that. So I think Mr. Dixon has some good ideas. I don't know if he's talked to you about them.
He has, and
yeah, and it's
that'll help some.
Help, so
yeah. You guys got anything else?
I'm good.
I don't.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it.
Accounts payable.
Oh, that was we wanted to ask about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Mike, I wasn't privy to reading those. If there's any questions you have on any of those, there's no problem with putting that off for a week. I mean, we pay weekly, we pay on time, But if you have any question whatsoever on any of those,
we'll just... why don't we approve them all except for those two? One of them is Missouri Public Risk for the Juvenile. It was a lawsuit, and they were asking for our share, but we weren't involved in the lawsuit directly, so I think we wanted to ask about that. You know what I'm talking about, Danny?
Yeah, I seen that. Actually, that was... Last week's payment.
You guys want to approve everything but those that are in question?
Any of those that are a question on to review, don't put them in there.
Let me find those check numbers so we can... Why don't you guys move on to the next couple of things while I'm looking for those check numbers?
Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes. And I think we do not have the November 7th minutes, but we have October 31st, 2016 minutes.
We've got those. If that's not labeled right, then we just won't approve them.
I put it in the agenda and it's not on there.
Huh?
It's been an amended agenda that came out, and there's no minutes listed at all to be approved today.
Okay. Okay. It's still on this one that we received. But I seen in the emails that there was an amended agenda. I didn't read it. I did read this one, and this was the one that's there. So the minutes are not this. The correct date is not on this agenda, so there'll be no approval of minutes today.
Correct. We're showing a 2-ton truck chassis next on the agenda. So what you got?
Recommendation for 2-ton truck chassis. Bid number 201-610-351.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This is a bid that was requested by Road and Bridge for a 2-ton truck chassis, as you all had approved Mr. Hayes to purchase. I released this bid on October the 8th, 2016. It closed last week. We opened responses on November the 8th that we had received via the usual process of direct bid invitations via email, etc., contacting all of the local vendors that we could, as well as posting it on our website and advertising this in the newspaper. The responses that we received were from four different vendors: Summit Truck Group in Springfield, Missouri, for $74,936. Peterbilt of Springfield for $74,480. Springfield Freightliner Sales in the amount of $72,569. And MHC Kenworth of Springfield in the amount of $68,415. We also monitored the requested and monitored responses to delivery time. In this instance, MHC Kenworth, $68,415, is the low bidder. They are also the fastest to deliver this product in 5 to 6 weeks. Mr. Hayes took possession of copies of the responses, all of them, and reviewed them all closely and prepared a spreadsheet of award recommendation. It's pretty cut and dry. The spreadsheet basically just lists all the vendors and their addresses and the prices submitted, and he's recommending for award to you all this morning with Mr. Devin here to assist that we recommend MHC Kenworth of Springfield, Missouri in the amount of $68,415. Do you have any questions?
Do you have the spreadsheet for us?
Yeah. Spreadsheets basically just reflect the information we asked for in the bid.